Hello, my name is Doreen Brown. I'm a program manager here on the Cortana Skills Kit team, and I'm here to talk to you about some new features here in the Fall Creators Update. Back at Build 2017, we released a new API for Cortana called Cortana Skills, and this allows you as a developer to create your bot framework bots and then add the Cortana channel in order for end users to find and discover your skills. This means that Cortana, upon request, can use your apps, sites, and services to do more things with the end user. What we found with all of your feedback is that there were a few things that we were actively being requested for. First off is improved speech recognition. You could create your Cortana skill, but you might not pick up all the words just the right way. And so we've put a lot of work into making sure that she's understanding what your users are saying. Next, we've added new ways for you to have output from your skills. With Build, we had announced that you could have either text or certain pieces of SSML, which is an XML-driven way to dictate speech. What we have now in this new build is the ability to output MP3s as part of your speech output, leading to more interactivity in the Cortana canvas. In addition, we heard quite a bit of feedback around things like, hey, Doreen, I love building Cortana skills, but my coworkers don't like that I'm talking to my computer all day. And so we've allowed you to have text input to test your skill when you're talking to Cortana. Finally, we've added a host of stability updates, meaning that your bot, when it becomes a skill, will execute in the Cortana runtime as quickly and smoothly as you would like her to. What I'm going to do now is show you some of these new skills and these new APIs in the new update. What I'm first going to show you is what this Cortana skill will do before I actually write it, right? Together, we're going to go write a skill that tells us more about books of art, like works of art, literature, books, the classics, things like that. Oftentimes, these authors will more or less show up in Bing, but Cortana is not necessarily primed to actually understand all these words. If I go to the Cortana canvas, which is where I can find information that Cortana can tell me, I'll ask her questions around reading me a book. Ask Bookseeker to tell me more about Cyrano de Bergerac. Right, so it's sort of picking things up. You know, we're seeing that there's some things, right? It's getting the spelling. But we can improve upon this a little bit better by building our Cortana skill. So what I'm going to do now is switch over to this PC, which is running the Fall Creators update, and we'll go build that same skill together. The first thing we're going to do is log into Azure, where I have a bot service set up already. This bot here, if I switch over to the code in Visual Studio, is really just doing some very simple stuff. It's saying we're going to read the classics, and that it's going to speak out loud, hi there, are you ready for a story? Switching back to the demo area here means that if I go to test and I say hello, really we'll just get that same thing. So it'll say hello, reading the classics. And if I deploy this as a skill to Cortana by adding the Cortana channel, we'll basically be the same thing. What I have here is the Cortana configuration page, where I will say, you know, this is exactly how my skill should show up in Cortana. The display name will say is reading the classics. We'll give it an invocation name of Bookseeker, which is the phrase I use to trigger what should have been the skill over on this PC. Right, we'll say here's a short description, so on and so forth. Pressing save will automatically deploy the skill out to Cortana, and I'll be able to test it on my machine. While this is deploying, let's actually make this skill talk about this author. What I'll do is I'll add a bot framework hero card, which designates the UI, just to get us to where we were at build, and then we'll tack things on top of that. So what I've got here is, we'll just create a hero card, equals new hero card, right? We'll give it a title of Cyrano de Bergerac. And then we will add basically some additional information, things like a quick text description of the play that we're going to go read out loud, some images that gives basically the cover of the book, as well as the option to view this book on Gutenberg.org, as this is, book is in the open domain. Right, I'll then add this card to my response, response.attachments.add. We'll say card.toAttachment. And then we send the response back. If I deploy this out, we'll then be able to see the Cortana skill working as it would have run back in May. Right, so we can now see that the skill has deployed. Just to confirm, we'll take a look at the invocation name. Right? And now, if I go to Cortana and ask the same question, you'll start seeing some additional info. Ask Bookseeker to tell me more about Cyrano de Bergerac.
May I have your permission?
Right. Because this is the first time I'm running the skill, Cortana will ask for permission to invoke the skill. I'll say yes. You can see the title of the book, the actual picture in the canvas, as well as some information about the play itself. All right, now let's start looking at some of these new features. What we'll do first is we'll add what we call SR priming, which is the ability for Cortana to change how she understands words based off of a natural language model that I've created. I'm going to switch over to Lewis.ai, which is the natural language tool I'm using to power the skill, and we'll take a look at an intent that I've already set up. Here, I have a find book intent, which will basically just list out a couple of authors and some ways to ask for books. We won't actually act on this intent in the skill, but we will use it to prime Cortana in order to understand some of these words. So if you see he asks for information on this book, saying, hey, go take a look at this author. And if I go back to my bot, I have the classics checked here, which is why I'm actually seeing Cyrano show up in all my different locations. Next, we'll add the actual play itself, right? Right now, we're kind of showing information about the skill, but the skill is supposed to read me the classics, right? And what better way to do that by playing an MP3 in the response itself? If I click back over to Visual Studio, you can see that the response can do a bunch of different things. And one of the objects that we can have now, or one of the fields we have now, is the speak field. So if I say response.speak, right, this was available at build, we've added the ability for you to add MP3s to your speak response so that they play as the card is invoked. So what I'll do is I'll just insert a quick snippet with the MP3. And what we're doing is we're playing from an open library, basically an open source MP3, with the beginning of the play. So at this point, I am talking about the play itself. I am reading out the MP3 output. If I deploy this back, my primed skill should pick up all of my vocabulary just fine and will be able to read the MP3 and follow along kind of as the skill is playing. Ask Bookseeker to read me a story by Cyrano de Bergerac. Now, as Cortana is loading,
Cyrano de Bergerac, a play in five acts.
There we go. Cortana loaded the MP3 and is now reading me the story out loud. So you can see here with these new features for the Cortana Skills Kit, we're creating very interactive, very interesting new skills for both you as a developer and for the people who use your apps and your sites and your services. Now, building that skill didn't take me very long, but the act of testing the skill is something that takes, quite a bit of time and very repetitious, hey, Cortana, blah, 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 blah. What we found is that if you talk to your computer all day, you both run out of your voice and you annoy all your coworkers. So what we've done is we've added the ability for you to invoke these skills via text. I've opened up Cortana again, and I'll just start typing, just talking to her via text. We can say, ask book seeker to read me a book. You can see the reading the classic skill is showing up as the best match. And it will reload the skill and actually start reading me the story all over again. Great. So this is how you as a developer can interact and test your skills in the new version of Windows. We've also added a few additional features for your users to better manage their skill. Cortana has what we call the notebook, which is where she learns things about you. In this, we've added the ability for you to take a look at all the skills you've created, as well as all the skills that you've used. If I click into skills, you can see some of the skills that I've already used today. Items like Bartender and Dominoes, which are already available in the Microsoft Store, but also a couple of skills that I've created, such as 8Ball, as well as this classic BookBot, you know, and the reading the classics that we created today. So that is the Cortana Skills Kit in this new version of Windows. I'm going to switch back very quickly here just to give you a few links to help you get started building your Cortana skill. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about today's skill that we built together, the code is actually available on GitHub at this link below. If you're interested in more details, building your own skills, submitting skills to the marketplace, all of this information can be found on dev.microsoft.com/Cortana. We look forward to seeing what you'll build with the next version of Windows, and I hope you enjoy the rest of Developer Day. Thank you very much.